What is one question that kids are really good at asking? Why? Why do I have to do that? Why do you want me to do that? Why can't I just have that? Why does it hurt? Why did my brother or sister do that? Why do I have to do this, but they don't have to do that? Now, here we are as adults asking the same question. Why? Why did that have to happen? Why did that person leave my life like that? Why does it feel like God is not answering my prayers? Why does God seem mean? I think we know that the questions could continue. And when we ask why, I believe we're seeking, longing even for an answer to hopefully make it all make sense. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to share from four different perspectives because I don't think that there's ever one simple answer in regards to walking through this process. Now, of course, the one answer we could say is we can trust God and we have to trust Him with the things that we don't know. That is the simple overarching answer. So I don't want to ignore that. But I also think that there's things in play for us personally to get to that point. But before we dive in, I do want to encourage you that if you've ever felt caught between what you know about God and what you're experiencing in real life, I'd love for you to go get my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It's my step-by-step course that helps you untangle the thoughts, emotions, and most importantly, the beliefs that keep you feeling stuck so you can move forward toward greater peace and freedom with God. So head to the title of this episode, wherever you're listening, click on that show, click on the title, and then scroll down to the bottom. And I have to say that the end of July, when July is done, the price for the course is going to go up. So you have about 2 weeks, maybe less than that, to go ahead and get it while it's 50% off. That it's been the summer sale. So it's going to go up in price. So make sure you go ahead and get my self-paced course now before it goes up in price. So the first thing that I really want to dive into is the clinical side. Pain having a purpose. And I think it's like a really, I hate the like Christian cliches. Like they're just not my favorite. Like pain has a purpose. Yeah. Like they can be really cute, like on a bumper sticker or something. But I think that sometimes we let that go too far. And then we start saying, well, God just wants me to be in pain. And, you know, I know this is where God's teaching me a lesson. But we can't say hindsight is 20/20, right? When we go through something, when we've done something, when somebody's done something to us, we can look back and just go, okay, like I can see how I grew through that. And it's not because pain is good, because we know it doesn't feel good, but often it can just get our attention, you know, and it can reveal things like grief and unmet needs and loss and fear, like these different things, the places that need healing. And so we can look at it clinically and say, maybe pain isn't always the enemy. Sometimes it can be the messenger to wake us up and to say, something is here. Also, our pain usually wants an answer to create closure. It's as if to say, like, if you know everything, then you can be okay. Because that's where we want control. Ugh, I said it. I know. But it's also connection to the nervous system as well. It's if I know every possible situation and scenario, if I know why this person did this and that, I can be okay then. So that's kind of the clinical side, right? Because we can't ignore pain because that doesn't heal it. It just often hides it. So the second perspective is just kind of looking at this logically. You know, if God removed every difficult thing the moment we experienced it, it'd be really hard to learn a lot of the New Testament as far as like when it talks about having compassion or learning perseverance or training up or, you know, training for godliness and having endurance. We wouldn't know how to strengthen those muscles per se if we've never had any difficult thing, you know. I've used this analogy before, but I always think of like my friends and their moms and they have kids, and when they know that their kid goes down, they typically do not run over and pick up their kid. They usually wait for the cry that they know is the cry, that is like the cry. Other times they're just like, oh, he's fine. She's fine. Just, she's going to get up, even though they like hit their head and they like pause and wait. But it's like this idea that they don't go in and rescue their kid every time they fall, scrape their knee. Oftentimes they let their kid experience it and maybe cry it out, but they don't like rise to the occasion, and their child doesn't start feeling emotion because they feel like they should. Anyways, totally off topic, but kind of coming back is that if we got rescued, if we never had pain, if we never experienced hard things, then it would be really hard for God to work in us in those moments, because we wouldn't know our need for other people. We wouldn't ever be able to discover our dependence on Him. And I think sometimes when we ask why, it keeps us asking, you know, God, what do you want me to learn here? I don't think that you caused this. I don't think that this feels good. This is so uncomfortable, but I do know that I want to show up well here, because the reality is that we have free will and so do others. And since God doesn't control people and how they hurt us or how we hurt them, he can only meet us where we allow him to. So the third thing, let's be honest for a minute, is that pain can make us question things. It will make us question ourselves. It makes us question our future. And often it makes us question God. And I think it's okay to admit that, right? Because it's just the reality that when something hurts, we want to know why, and then we want it to go away immediately. Pretending that you're not struggling, it just doesn't make your face stronger. I'm sorry, like it doesn't. And I think that honesty is where the intimacy with the Lord can begin. And I think, of course, the most important piece is spiritual. You know, Paul praying for God to remove the thorn in the flesh, in his flesh, he didn't. Jesus praying for the cup to pass, and it didn't. The answer wasn't because God didn't care. The answer was that God's presence would sustain the things that God had planned. And that doesn't make pain easy, but it reminds us that God's love is not measured by whether he removes every hardship. I know for me personally, even more recently, just talking with somebody, and she's an older woman. I like to call them elders. Even they're not like elders like in the church, but like they're just elders, you know? They're older, they're wiser, they got some things going on. And I was talking to one of them, and she's like, I think you just have to get to this point where you just trust God, and you know that he has your best interest at heart. And that you will not understand everything, because listen, my hand is raised and your girl just wants to know. She wants to know. And she is recovering from being a control person and not controlling people, but just, I need to know. And if I know everything, if I know every outcome, then I can be okay. And I've learned it's very hard to let go of that need to know everything. Because again, a lot of that is control. And again, I'm still learning how to do this. I think we all are. I'm in this practice of leaving things messy or unresolved and continuing to learn how to show up when I don't know the answer. I don't want you to stop living your life because you don't know an answer. I want you to continue to show up. I want you to continue to love and move through that for yourself, for others, for your relationship with the Lord. Because it matters. So maybe the question, I'm all about questions because I feel like questions, again, can get us somewhere deeper. But I just want to shift our question. So instead of asking why hasn't God taken this away, maybe it's how is God meeting me in the middle of this? I don't think it's wrong to ask the first question. I think at some point we've all asked that question. But I'm always working and walking this out with my clients, teaching them how to go through something. How do we actually go through something, not around it? We don't pray our way out of it. Like, how do we experience something and process it without it running us in the future? So I teach my clients, I teach them how to allow God to meet with them in it instead of praying it away or trying to get away from being uncomfortable. Because I think the second question can open our eyes even more to what God wants to do right now, even if it's uncomfortable, even if somebody did something or even if you did something. But what is God wanting to do in your heart right now? So again, instead of trying to explain your pain, I think you just bring it honestly. And I have always put this on repeat, but in so many podcasts, of just being honest with the Lord. And most importantly, do you feel comfortable to do that? And sometimes it's just like, Lord, I don't understand this, but I do understand your heart and I do understand you have the best for me. I might understand this situation and it feels so uncomfortable, but I have to believe that I know that God knows. We have to get to that point that we know that God knows the situation, because it's not your job to like fix it and solve it. We can bring him the questions and we can partake in that. And so if you find yourself kind of stuck in this limbo of maybe angry at God or going through something hard, I'd love to walk with that with you through that personally and help you get unstuck in that, or help you to untangle those emotions and the things that you're walking through and processing as well. All you have to do is click on the title of this episode, scroll down, and you will see the opportunity to work with me two ways. One, by my self-paced course, if you want to do it on your own and start to work through beliefs, emotions, and some thoughts keeping you stuck. But if you want that more personalized, book a free 20-minute consultation today so we can begin to create your own personalized healing journey with the Lord. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.